Now, the story of self, let me just say a little bit. All of you have been called to some form of public service, I think. Now, why? Why? What are you doing that you come here all the way from there, that you want to learn and you want to develop your leadership? Why? Why? But why does it matter to you? Why do you care so much about this? Why do you care?
I hope to change.
But why?
I believe that change is going to be happening.
But where did you get that belief?
I believe of my history life.
And what in your life convinces you that that's so?
As a woman, yeah. I had so many obstacles for going on and for my job and for my education.
بلندتر بگو خانم.
Oh.
As a woman in very traditional country and very traditional family,
yeah.
I got married when I was so young, I was youth, and I faced so many obstacles to grow myself. And I could do that because I was so positive and I challenged and I...
When was the first challenge you made?
Gender discrimination, gender...
But what was
yes,
it?
Yes, gender stereotype.
But how did you first, you got married young,
yes.
You were in a traditional setting,
yes.
But then you made a challenge. What was it?
The challenge was when woman got married, she just have to be at home and care about their children. And
so did you stay at home?
No, I didn't.
So what did you do?
First of all, I think I thought about myself and my ability.
Yeah.
And my potential ability. I tried to change their very close people that was...
Where did you get the courage to do that?
My courage?
Yeah, to do that. Because lots of people didn't do that, right? Lots of women did not do that.
I think I got from my mother.
How did your mother teach that to you?
She didn't told anything to me, but her behavior.
And what's an example of her behavior that taught you?
She was very, very hard work.
Yeah.
She raised 5 children.
Yeah.
And she just asked me, if you want to be better than me, you have to be educated.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good life in the future, you have to be a doctor. She asked me and she expected.
How old were you when she began having those conversations with you?
I was very little girl.
Yeah?
Little girl.
Do you remember any of
it? Yes, a little.
Huh?
When I was 5.
Yeah.
Maybe. She just asked me, she just told the story about herself, community. If you want to be successful in future, you have to continue your education, you have to earn money for yourself.
So
you see me, I cannot do anything because I didn't. She all the time told me, if I could, I continue my education and I earn money. And it was something like a spirit. In
yeah.
my mind,
yeah.
I'll help me to...
So she gave you a great gift,
yes.
Didn't she?
Yes.
That was a blessing she gave you.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's helpful. Do you see what I was doing?
Yes.
But, yeah. Did you...
Tell my story.
Oh, yeah. I was asking her a lot of questions.
Yes.
And see, what we're going to do in the small groups now is ask everyone to tell a story about...
Yes.
Why you're here? Why you've been called to this? And just as important as telling the story is learning how to ask questions of each other that can draw those stories out. What was the word that I used more than any other word? I kept asking why. Why, when, where, what was specific? And who, when... And see, and if there were time, I would press you even further
yes.
to tell me a story that you remember of your mother talking with you. And where was it? Where did it happen? In what place? The more that you can allow us to see that moment, the more we're going to experience what you experience. And then we're going to say, oh, I understand why you're doing what you're doing. That's the work we're going to do right now.